I'm Bobby Conner for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Colorectal cancer is the fourth leading cause of cancer death in both men and women in South Carolina. To talk about colon cancer screening is Dr. Brenda Hoffman, professor of medicine in the Division of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at MUSC. Dr. Hoffman, what's the most important thing that a person can do to help prevent colon cancer?
The most important thing that anyone can do is actually to get screened for colon cancer. Of all the tests that we do for screening for malignancies, such as mammograms, pap smears, PSAs for the prostate, colon cancer screening is the only one that has truly shown to be preventing cancers. And that is because we have a precancerous growth in the colon called polyps, and it can take up to 10 years for a polyp to turn into a cancer. So we can catch these at a very early stage when they're small. We can do the screening at the same time that we take care of the polyps.
Dr. Hoffman, tell us more about the screening test for colon cancer.
Of course, I'm going to advocate colonoscopy because it gives you a 10-year interval in between. If it's clear, you don't have to do something every year. You can take care of whatever you find at the time you do the procedure. So I'm going to advocate that as a primary screening. But there are other options, including the stool hemocult cards that you've heard about or the newer ones called FIT tests that can be performed at home. The downside is that you do have to remember to do them on a yearly basis. And if they're ever positive, then you do require colonoscopy.
And Dr. Hoffman, when do we begin to get screened for colon cancer?
If you are average risk, then age 50 is appropriate. If you have a first-degree relative with colon cancer, most people recommend beginning at age 40. The interesting thing that affects South Carolina is that African Americans seem to have more aggressive tumors, particularly right-sided, and they occur in younger individuals. So there's been a big push by the American College of Gastroenterology to get African Americans screened at age 45.
Dr. Hoffman, are there any lifestyle choices that we make that actually put us at increased risk of colon cancer?
Absolutely. Being overweight, being sedentary, eating those processed meats, you've heard the recent studies on bacon and others increasing the risk of colon cancer. Those are all very true. The fruits and vegetables that you hear about, staying active, even if it's a 30-minute walk every day, is extremely important in the prevention of most malignancies and, in particular, colon cancer.
When colon cancer is found in the precancerous stage, in the polyps that you mentioned, a high rate of cure or removing the cancer threat?
Yes. If you catch a tumor in the early stage, let's say carcinoma in situ in a polyp, you have a 100% survival rate at 5 years. If you catch it at a still an early stage, but a stage one, your survival rate is greater than 95%. Once you get to metastatic disease, you're looking at survival rates around 12% at 5 years. So much difference finding it early than finding it too late.
Dr. Hoffman, thank you for providing this information about colon cancer screening.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Conner for South Carolina Public Radio.